We will read our most brilliant book, Chaitanya-charitamrita. Sometimes in some languages they publish the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which was one of the, it was our second book ever made. First was the first canto of the Bhagavatam, and then TLC, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So in some languages, like in Polish, they print it and sell it as a golden avatar. Maybe you've seen this, right? Golden avatar. Gauranga. Gauranga. I'm not provoking you. It seems such an ecstatic name. Just say Gauranga, you want to chant in ecstasy. Very special. So we will read from the chapter which describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance and childhood pastimes. So, they are described in detail in Chaitanya Bhagavata, something in Chaitanya Mangala. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnaska Raj Goswami does not repeat in detail what has already been described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. He does not repeat, but he just shortly describes this. So this he describes in chapter 14, so and 13. 13 are the birth, and 14 is the childhood pastime. So before that, 12 chapters describe the philosophy. So you do not misunderstand who Gauranga is. Yes, he can also spend most of the time on the philosophy, but we will start reading the verse we have on the board, chapter 14, verse 1, very famous verse. Many devotees learn it by heart. Usually, you know, these verses, when you see them for the first time, you think, yes, this is the verse I should know by heart. And then you learn. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Verse, text 1 of chapter 14. Katanchana smrite yasmin. Katanchana smrite yasmin. Dushkaram sukaram bhavet. Vismrite viparitam syat. Shri Chaitanyam namamitam. Nowhere in the world you have such nice letters on your whiteboard. This is unique. This is only in Ljubljana. Courtesy of Devendra Gopal. He has brought, first he found me, he asked me, then he brought the board beforehand because it had to warm up. Yes, 15 minutes. It was warming up for 15 minutes. And then he wrote. Yes, we are lucky. Loving service. Let's read first the word for word, because maybe not everybody understands Sanskrit easily. Svashta. Katanchana, somehow or other. Smrite, by remembering. Yasmin, whom? Dushkaram, difficult things. Sukaram, easy. Bhavet, become. Vismrite, by forgetting him. Viparitam, just the opposite. Syat, become. Shri Chaitanyam, Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namami, I offer my respectful obeisances. Tam, unto him. So, meaning is, to him, by remembering whom, difficult becomes easy, and by forgetting whom, easy becomes difficult, I offer my respectful obeisances. So let's chant again. Katanchana smrite yasmin, duskaram sukaram bhavet, vismrite viparitam syad, Shri Chaitanyam namamitam. And you know, when Prabhupada introduced this in Tokyo in 1972, I think, he had the idea that the devotees, by the end of repeating the verse, will know it by heart. So even if you don't know this verse, no problem, you can learn it right now. And it doesn't require too much. You know the meaning of each word. So let's see if some of you learns. Katanchana smrite yasmin, duskaram sukaram bhavet, vismrite viparitam syat, Shri Chaitanyam namamitam. Katanchana smrite yasmin, duskaram sukaram bhavet, Vismrite viparitam syat, Shri Chaitanyam namamitam. Katanchana smrite yasmin, duskaram sukaram bhavet, Vismrite viparitam syat, Shri Chaitanyam namamitam. Else would like to chant? Katanchana smrite yasmin, duskaram sukaram bhavet, vismrite viparitam syat, Shri Chaitanya namami. See, he's learned already. Yashoda Lal, you also learned? Yashoda Lal? Have you learned?
Yeah.
You will try?
Katanchana smrite yasmin,
Katanchana smrite yasmin,
Duskaram sukaram bhavet,
Vismrite viparitam syat,
Shri Chaitanyam namamitam.
Okay. Who else was trying? Anybody was trying to learn? Ladies, somebody was trying to learn.
Katanchana smrite yasmin, duskaram sukaram bhavet, vismrite viparitam syat, Shri Chaitanyam namamitam.
Somebody else? Once? So, Srila Prabhupada's translation, things that are very difficult to do. Do you have any difficult things to do? So, good news. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But, do you need to make something more difficult? Like not enough challenge, somebody feels? No? We have a solution for that also. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. It's a beautiful verse which oftentimes devotees chant before the classes. So every chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with such a beautiful verse glorifying the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I will read Srila Prabhupada's summary of this chapter, and I would like you to think why the appearance and childhood pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are described with this verse. Why, especially here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaks about making difficult things easy, and difficult things and easy things becoming difficult if you forget. Why not when Chaitanya on the appearance? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a summary of the flow of nectar, or strong river of nectar. Running. Nectar. Society in Sanskrit, bhavana, of deep content of Krishna. Taro riva sahishnuna, more tolerant than a tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. He also mentions manadena, being ready to offer all respect to everybody. Yes, that's just one of the four qualities. He lists only four qualities, and this is one of the four qualities he lists, which are the medicine. Prabhupada says this is like the vitamins or rasayan, which makes us completely healthy in spiritual life. Shikshashtaka, trinadapi sunichana, humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect for everybody. If you do this, no obstacles are there. Nothing can stop our progress. Yes. Sincerity. Yes, sincerity. Sincerity, I will also add clarity, integrity. These three are together. Sincerity, clarity, integrity means you are very honest about what you really want, deeply in your heart, in spiritual life. And this is one of the sources of enthusiasm. Gopal Krishna Maharaj was saying, how to become enthusiastic? Enthusiasm comes when you have a very clear picture of where you want to go. Yeah? So the path and the goal, and you are sincere about this, then you feel enthusiasm. So, and it has to be my goal. Integrity must be there, not some official party line. You know, they say, "Oh, I must do this." Okay, yes, that's my goal. And the more sincere I am, the more hope is there for enthusiasm. Yes, friendliness. Yeah. So we cannot be devotees if you don't cultivate Krishna conscious friendships. Friendliness. So, association with devotees. Yes, thank you. So all of these are gems that should decorate your behaviors and characters and lives. And this is how you want to... So please decide, everybody, what do you think would be a good focus for you this life? What sadhana, and also which attitude? Because Prabhupada says that one's advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on one's attitude. So these are some of the attitudes, some qualities which help us actually to advance in spiritual life. So please, everybody, decide, what do you want to offer to Gauranga? Yes, and you can then do a sankalpa. You can say that, Gauranga, for your pleasure, I want to do this year. This is year 531 of Gaurabdha era. So for your pleasure, this year I want to cultivate integrity. Yes? This is called sankalpa. This is not really a vow. You will not be punished if you fail. And because in a vow, it's more strict. But sankalpa, you just say it's decision. That, yeah, I decide, I think this is what I will do for you. So you offer, and, you know, he is very kind. If you say, I want to offer this to you, if he likes this, he will help you. Right? Okay, then do like this, and then like this. Oh, yeah. You know, like parents, the child says, "Oh, father, I want to make a picture or a box. Yeah, box for you or something." So they, "Oh, so nice. Okay, how do you do all like this? Okay, here, make like, yeah, take this glue. Yeah, and here, make like this. Yeah, he will help, right? To do the offering. He's kind. So if we offer, we can hope also that he will help us to offer this quality and attitude. You can also think about which area of sadhana is a good area for you to focus for this year. Is it more attentive hearing? Is it more book distribution? Is it very absorbed Harinam? Is it beautiful deity worship? Is it helping to unite devotees? So which area of devotional series is a good focus for you? So we can think about this and also pray to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Does everybody already have an idea for the quality? Do you have an idea about the quality that you want to cultivate more this year? Everybody has? Who doesn't have? You don't have. Okay, give him some quality. He'll tell you, you should work on... clarity, determination and clarity. Be determined and focused on Krishna. Anyway, I'm just saying, you decide. So we can fix our heart on this and say, on this sankalpa, turn to Gauranga and Panchatattva, very merciful. And in our heart, we can say that for your pleasure, we would like to offer you this year a deeper cultivation of, and then you mention your quality in your heart, yes? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or something happened, do you feel? Hare Krishna. I think this is nice. Yes, so we can offer something, some other things also. On this side. And become absorbed. And you see, Krishnaska Raj Goswami says, it's already 9:10. What happened? Anyway, no breakfast. Yes. Krishnaska Raj Goswami says here that even difficult things become easy if we remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is Karuna Avatar. He is very merciful. He's coming to give, to flood the whole world with mercy. So Brahma Vaivarta Purana says that there is this story. So it happened actually in South India. There was one Brahmana who was very inimical towards ISKCON. He said, "Oh, you are all guys. You are all wrong. You're not doing right things. You are unauthorized." And he thought, okay, if there is such a big movement which is not bona fide, there must be some mention in the Shastra. So he was, looking in the, all the Puranas. Is there some mention about something like this, that there will be, foreigners who are trying to practice Krishna consciousness? And then after some months he came and he said, "I'm sorry. Actually, I found some description which says you are authorized." So in Brahma Purana, in Brahma Vivarta Purana, it says that the seven holy rivers, when Krishna was just about to leave this world, approached Krishna and said, "Krishna, what do we do? You're going to leave, and people will just come and dump sin into us. And we'll be not, instead of being holy rivers, we'll become sinful rivers." So then Krishna said, "Look, if you want, you can leave, but don't worry. I will leave, and then after 5,000 years, (clears throat) pure dharma again will spread all over the world, in all countries. And there will be all over the world devotees who will chant my names and who will eat prasadam. Yes. Some devotees recently published a book, Eating Your Way to Krishna. Sounds very eating your way to Krishna. They wanted to inspire devotees to eat only prasadam. So Krishna mentions that they will chant my name and eat prasadam. Not something, but prasadam. So then, for 10,000 years, Vaishnava Dharma will be strong in the world. So that's around now. Yeah? So this Prabhupada also was mentioning. So you can here and there, you can hear about these 10,000 years of some mini Satya Yuga, they say, or Golden Age, or some reprieve, some relief, some better season in the universe. So we are at the dawn, at the beginning of this. So that's mentioned there in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, and we can be part of this Gauranga Lila. This is very exciting. You know, now now you can help Gauranga. You know, in Vaikuntha, you can read in the third canto, everything is spotlessly clean all the time, and still Lakshmi is there, they go and clean dust, you know. They have to. They want to do something. Okay. Okay. Let's clean again.
Yes.
Let's clean. Clean. Anyway, we can. I can arrange. But here, so much service is there. Unlimited. Unlimited service is there. If you think you don't have, just go ask. You know, Alin Govinda Prabhu and on the altar. Who do we have on the altar? Yeah, you ask devotees. They will give you so much service is there. Go distribute books. Sing Hare Krishna. So much is there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that it's only cheap people who want to serve in Radhakund. They are shallow, not deep. Not deep. He said, deep devotees, they want to serve in Kurukshetra. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. It's not the battlefield Kurukshetra. Not the battlefield Kurukshetra. It's Kurukshetra where Radharani does the first Radha Yatra and brings Radharani and the Gopis, they bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. Because Krishna left Vrindavan, they are in separation and they want to bring him back, the first Radha Yatra. So there, in that time of need, the smallest service, when you help pull the Radha Yatra, the chariot, is appreciated a million times more. A friend in need is a friend indeed. You must have some proverb. Poznaš prijateljev po teškočah. So this is the situation. Gauranga says, "Hey, I need help. Hey, everybody, please come help me. I brought a big truck of not even truck, a garden, moving garden of fruits. Help distribute, help grow and distribute, and eat too." That also is needed. So he's calling. Yeah. So any service here in this Gaura Lila in spreading is appreciated more. You get so much extra mercy, so much extra credit for this, so much also extra advancement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So I suggest that we raise our hands, inhale full lungs of air, and lovingly and in a determined way scream for Gauranga, Go! Much. comments, question points here? Anybody? Yes. Not changes, removes. And not I, it's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Rupam Goswami. That's the law. You become devotee, he removes. You're not no longer in the prison. Right? That's the law. Well, we still have a little bit advancement to do. So, it's very emphatic point by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that what devotee experiences is not karma. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, this is in fact somewhat secret. It's a little bit secret, it's because it can be misused. People can think, oh, I want to change my karma, let me chant Hare Krishna. Yes. In other words, people may try to misuse, manipulate, exploit Krishna. So that's why it's a little secret. But still, Krishna says, "Mam ekam sharanam vraja moksha ishyami mashu chaha." Don't worry, I will remove all your sins and obstacles. Moksha ishyami, I will remove. Take shelter in me. Take shelter in me. So take shelter in me. It's not even prema, actually. It's not even prema. It's just taking shelter in Krishna. Just saying, Krishna, you're my boss. That's all. I trust you. That's all. So, of course, because we still have anarthas, undesirable habits and attitudes in the mind, so we still need some anartha nivritti. And then anartha nivritti will entail learning some lessons. And usually, what will be our anarthas? They will also correspond to our karma. The bad habits in my mind I formed will be like what I did in my karma, what I collected over millions of lifetimes here. So therefore, what happens to a devotee who can look like karma, can look like reactions to what the devotee did. But it's no longer binding. It doesn't bind, so it is not blind, like in the material world. It is not impersonal, mechanical, and it doesn't bind. As soon as the devotee learns, the lesson is over. As soon as the devotee surrenders deeper, then Krishna says, okay, next lesson, so that's done. So in other words, it doesn't have the same characteristics as karma has. So it's a special, under the first canto, Prabhupada says, it's like the king punishing a criminal and his son. So his son, he's looking, does the son learn the lesson? Yeah, so under his personal supervision, and it can be different than just some impersonal treatment of a criminal. He's just thrown into prison and nobody cares about him. But for a son, that's under personal supervision. Yes? Yes, it is for everybody, but it's under the supervision of Maya. It's under the supervision of Maya, and it's just according to law. And because non-devotees, they want to forget God, they want to run away, turn away, so he doesn't interfere. He also, okay, like Taittiriya Upanishad says that if somebody thinks God does not exist, he does not exist. It's like God thinks he does not exist. you don't want to see me, okay, I will not push myself. So therefore, yes, it's for everybody's benefit, and in fact, even Maya is in fact a well-wisher of everybody, but she has a thankless task of dealing with criminally minded people of the material world. If you become a devotee, then everything changes. So even Maya becomes merciful. Even Maya tries to help in devotional service. She may still test, But we read in Brihad Bhagavatamrita how Durga Devi initiates Gop Kumar into the Gopal Mantra. He was worshipping her in Kamakoti, Assam, Guwahati, Pragjyotishapura. Kamakya Devi Mandir is one of the famous temples. And she came and she gave him the Gopal Mantra and said, you chant. And he woke up and said, what a strange dream. Very strange. And he didn't chant. So after a few days, again she came and said, hey, I gave you the mantra, you do chant. You understand? You chant. She came again and she gave him the mantra. And he started chanting. He went to the spiritual world. In the seventh chapter of the second canto, Brahma says, if you study Maya in connection with Krishna, she will not bewilder you. She's not going to bewilder you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in Harinam Chintamani, if Maya gives somebody false mercy, she gives just material prosperity. If she gives honest mercy, nishkapata kripa, honest mercy, then she gives jnana mishra bhakti. She gives bhakti vidya, knowledge about bhakti and some detachment from the material world. So, yes, but the person has to show some interest in that. Because people show zero interest. On the contrary, they refuse to accept Krishna. Okay, then what can they expect? They just get the impersonal treatment from Maya. But yes, it's for everybody's benefit, ultimately. Yes? Rivers.
Yeah, I remember something I like his part. So he spoke with Ganga Devi, and he said to Ganga Devi something like, we used to stay here like 10,000 years.
Yes.
Because we need to cure it.
Yes.
For doing this purification. But he said something I don't remember. He said something also, after 5,000 years, my devotee will come. Don't worry. After 5,000 years, my devotee will come and
take bath. They will take bath all the sins will be destroyed that other people dump. They will be destroyed by the bathing of devotees. Hare Krishna. But Saraswati did disappear. You see, Saraswati decided, nah, that's too much. I'm going. So out of seven, Saraswati is gone. So much so that people even thought that it's a legendary river. Yeah, underneath, yes. Even though Rig Veda, for example, dedicates a lot of hymns to Saraswati as a big, important river, and then only a few years ago they discover, when they were doing the satellite imaging, they saw that yes, there was a huge river flowing which dried up about 5,000 years ago. Actually, that's exactly as the Bhagavatam says, about 5,000 years ago it dried up. And you may have heard this Harappa civilization, where they find a lot of cities very developed with planning and special, all the sewage system and everything, very high level developed cities. So that's actually along that river, along Saraswati River, where it used to be. I think Mohenjo-daro, that was the first huge temple that was discovered, Mohenjo-daro. So that's also in that area. Very famous temple. Okay. Anything else? So the schedule you can see there. So many things we can do, and we can sing, and we.